Totally different subject, which is Cool It. You could say that. I'm not telling you to chill out or anything, but there's a really interesting piece of research which has been done by Bill Miller and his team at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee, because it's a travesty at this time in the world's history where we're spending enormous amounts of energy trying to keep buildings cool with air conditioning and that kind of thing. It can cost an absolute bomb because we put so much electricity and so much other in the things in the way of technical gadgets and things in buildings that they pump out enormous amounts of heat, and then you have to try and remove these things.
It's not very environmental as well, really, well, running really, air conditioning
all the
time.
It's terrifically bad. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Half the time we spend trying to keep places warm, other times we spend trying to cool them down again. And homes and domestic use of air conditioning, especially in hot countries like Australia and the States, is a big problem. Wouldn't it be better if you could stop the heat getting into the house in the first place? And that's where they've approached this problem, because they've developed a series of inventions that can keep a lot of the heat out. And most of the heat that goes into a house comes in through the roof, because that presents a big surface area to the sun, like a giant solar panel, and soaks up energy. So what they've done is come up with this four-layered system, which should keep the houses in hot places, and perhaps even in this country in the future, a little bit cooler.
How does it work then?
Well, what they've got is three layers, which are largely related around how the tiles are positioned on the roof. So they've got a reflective system, which beams a lot of the infrared energy straight back off into space where it came from. So that helps to reflect a lot of the heat and stop it going into the tiles in the first place. They've also got a modified system of tiles, which encourages warm air to circulate out of the loft space and back out into the air. So that stops the air actually heating up in the loft space and getting into the house. Below that is another reflective layer. So if any energy does actually seep through the tiles, it still gets beamed back out. And then there's a fourth line of defence, which I think is really ingenious. What it is sheets of a material, sealed material, like a sandwich, which has got a chemical in it that melts from a solid into a liquid, of course, when the temperature is 23 degrees Celsius or more. Now, this is really interesting, because when something melts like that, it doesn't let the temperature change until it's all melted. In the same way as when you put an ice cube tray in your freezer, then if you put a thermometer in the water and you see it beginning to freeze, the water will remain at 0 degrees C until all the water has turned into ice, and then the temperature begins to drop. So in the same way, this stuff soaks up energy like a giant energy sponge, turning it all into a liquid during the daytime, but not getting any hotter, which helps to soak up all the excess heat. And then at night time, when the temperature drops again, it turns back into a solid and re-radiates or re-releases all that heat back out through the roof, because that's where all your reflective system is, and this cools things down. And just looking at the stats, Bill Miller says this could cut aircon bills for houses by 8-10%, so that can make a big saving in terms of energy cost to a home. And he says they can intercept 90% of the heat energy that would normally penetrate through the living space and through your attic floor and into your house. So houses on average with this system working will be 5 degrees cooler on a hot day.
I think they should also use more solar panels as well. If it's going to be that hot, I think it's an opportunity wasted. Anyway, on a completely different tack,